So we're opening up to change and we're opening up to substantial increase. So again, when they're opening us up to the light, it's substantial increase. That light shifts us, it changes us. It moves us into new directions. The reason they're sharing this is some of us want to stay steady, meaning stuck, meaning stable in the past scenario. So what happens is sometimes we've worked so hard to get ourselves in a secure placement, but we did that when we didn't understand our rebirth. We didn't understand our moving along. We didn't understand where we're going, what we're assuming. So we want to remember that we're sliding along. How cute is that? In other words, as we move from 3D to 5D, to our light, to our empowerment, there's going to be substantial change because of the quickening, because of the grace, because of the sunshine, because of the illuminated existence. So allow life to happen through you, meaning releasing the resistance of what comes upon, come what may. Meaning that we're all being guided to the sunshine. We're all being guided to our very best. We want to receive that. We want to feel that. When we're being guided to our very best, we want to remember that we're all way showers. And the more light that comes and the more changes that come, there's going to be a need for instructors. In other words, ones with a playbook, ones that know which way to see. And so we're here getting ready. We're here getting equipped. We're here finding our place. So we want to feel that. We want to feel that we're being jostled, we're being reassigned, we're traveling, we're being moved. Again, because we're rising, because we're increasing, because we're staying self-justified, meaning we're starting to become aware, we're starting to remember that the whole reason we took this lifetime is to open up to the light, to show humanity the way, to support the increase of consciousness into our new assignment. So when they just said new assignment, the energy that came over, it was like this very powerful wave of light that just sort of helped us over the hump, that just sort of helped us into our next step, that just sort of helped us into our next place of scenery. So we want to allow those waves. We want to allow that increase. We want to allow that sense of movement. We want to allow ourselves to arrive at last. So when we arrive at last, remember it's going to be a frequency. It's going to be a consciousness. It's going to be a vibrational assignment. Our logical mind is not going to always know which way to go. It's not always going to know what's right from wrong when we reach our new scenery. And so the more that we can align and arrive with our divine counsel, so this is going to be our intuition, our feeling, our first impression, our internal knowing, our innate intelligence, all of that inner supplements, all of that inner lifestyle is how would I say this? It's like coming into our whole self, where we have the mind, we have the thoughts, because they support us, they help us create, they help us manage. But it's not first on the scene anymore. It's not first in the scenery, and that we're letting that light, we're letting that love to shine and to lead. So when I just said allowing it to shine and lead, it's creating those new roadmaps. So just imagine like water traveling down. And then there are different like streams it can travel to. So one stream goes here, one stream goes there. It's almost like, the five lakes, six lakes, eight, I forget how many lakes, Great Lakes. But in any event, that's what it looks like. So again, we're feeling that. We're feeling the sensation. We're feeling the way. We're feeling the light. We're feeling the increase. I just feel like it's time to discover. I just feel like it's time to shine. I just feel like it's time to fly. I just feel like it's time to go over that hump at last. So allow that full delivery and allow it to be fast. So when I just said allow it to be fast, I just got hiccups like bulges, like someone's about to like vomit, kind of like there was fear, there was constriction, because we want to remember that we're collapsing time. There's not a lot of need for time. We don't need to read 20 books anymore. We don't need like our whole next year's calendar filled. That the light is ready to go now, right now, instantly, as we will assume, as we will inspire, as we will consent, as we will say so. So when we say so, we're agreeing with who we actually are. So that's what we want to start considering, assessing. Am I my personality self? Am I my human self? Or am I my divine light? Am I divine witness that has taken form to support the shift of humanity? So once we remember our true self, once we remember our true starlight, then it's very, very easy to receive, because it's like, oh yeah, that's who I am. I remember now. So allow yourselves to be given. And they're saying more and more. So when we allow ourselves to give, be given, we each of us have some stopping place. Some may be more outstretched than others, but we all still hold some kind of limitation, all some kind of separation, some kind of we can go here and no more. So we want to allow that to collapse. When we were like, okay, I can go here, but then I have to stop. And so they're showing us the way, and they're showing us our new lifestyle, where it's all available as we will consent, as we will see, as we will surpass yesterday. So when we're surpassing yesterday, we're surpassing who we believed we were yesterday. So just imagine watching a plant grow, watching a child grow. It's like steady increase. And we just assume that. We just never question that. And so that's what we want to allow with ourselves. We want to allow ourselves to shine. We want to allow ourselves to engage in our full proximity. So our full proximity is our light, and our full proximity is our very best. And our full proximity is our halo, and our full proximity is our sunshine. So allow yourselves to receive this light with liberal pleasure, meaning that we're not going to be stingy with ourselves. We're going to drop any sort of fear from the past, because we remember we're aligning with light. We're aligning with truth. We're aligning with our divine commitment at last. And so there's more of an attractiveness. There's more of a receptivity. It's sort of like, okay, you know, this is cool. I can do this. This is comfortable. Cool, comfortable, okay, whatever word fits. But you want to, like, you know, just sort of like you settle in, and then you take a deep breath, and then you fully relax. So it's like you don't even realize you were tense until you take that breath, and then you relax even more. So as we relax that one more last time, receive the light now again. Receive the light even more. Receive the light in a steady increase. Receive the light at last. And so all that your I am presence is ready to restore to you. We're saying yes. We're saying yes to this and more. This and more. This and more.
This and more.
And allow it to come through.
This and more.
Allow it to come through. Allow yourselves to be evenly exchanged. So in other words, all the darkness from yesterday, all the spots that we're without the light are now surrendering to divine witness, surrendering to light that's happening amongst us. Happening amongst us. So we want to feel there are ascended masters by your side, helping, assisting you to attain your own light, your own divinity, your own true remembrance. So they're reminding us to honor our third, our chakras, and to allow that sense of unity to be restored, to allow that sense where there's no more division, no more division. So you can just imagine in your chakra systems, that light, we have our column of light, and as that light comes in and travels, that light is sponsoring each chakra. You can just see them go ding, 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 ding. When I'm doing it, it's sort of like light, 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 like stars of light. You may have one star, you may have light filaments, but we're agreeing with the light. We're agreeing with our heavenly dosage. Just the way you would take vitamins, you would take your protein drink, knowing that it's providing good supplementation, good nourishment. We're drinking in the light, allowing it to be received by our cells. Taking it in even more. And allowing those shifts, those changes to occur with ease. With ease, because we're saying yes, we're agreeing. So there's not a whole lot of production, there's not a whole lot of drama, and there's no more need for time. The important element of that is that there's no more need for time. Because as we align with our higher self, as we align with our holy remembrance, with our truth, we say so. And Shekhmet is coming, and in our third eye is, she's somehow like anointing it or place, she's saying placing pleasure. In any event, she's supporting us greatly, and we very much appreciate that. Very much appreciate that. Receive, receive, receive. I really have to get my Egyptian gods memorized. I'm guessing it's Thoth, bird-like. I will do an oracle card to make sure later. Pretty sure it's Thoth. Yeah, it is. Thank you. Changes are going to occur instantly. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.